ever imagine controlling your tech just with your eyes?
Like something out of a movie.
Yeah. Sounds like sci-fi, right?
Totally.
But it might be closer to reality than we think. Today, we're taking a deep dive into the world of eye-controlled technology.
Really fascinating stuff.
We're looking at some cutting-edge research coming out of Georgia Tech and CASED. They're working on this system called Orbitz.
And it really pushes the boundaries of what we thought was possible.
Definitely. So we're talking about controlling devices just with your eyes.
Right. And what's really interesting is they're using these EOG glasses. The Jin's meme to do it.
Okay, EOG glasses. Break that down for me.
So EOG stands for electrocardiography.
Catchy.
Basically, it measures the electrical activity in your eyes.
Yeah.
And the Jin's meme, these are actually pretty low-cost, low-power glasses.
Huh. So you're telling me you can get some pretty impressive results with relatively simple tech.
That's what makes this research so exciting. It opens up a lot of possibilities.
So how does it actually work? I mean, is it like those eye tracking cameras they use in labs?
Not quite as complicated. Picture this. A cursor is moving in a circle on your screen.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
To choose an option, you just follow the cursor with your eyes.
Interesting.
And the system, it analyzes the electrical signals from your eye movements to figure out what you're focusing on.
So no more staring contests with your computer screen.
Exactly. That's one of the best parts. They're using something called smooth pursuit eye motion.
Okay, you're going to have to explain that one.
So smooth pursuit, it's basically how our eyes naturally track moving objects.
Yeah.
Like when you watch a car go by.
Okay, that makes sense.
And it's much less tiring than those systems that require you to hold your gaze on one spot.
Right, that sounds way more natural.
Yeah, way more intuitive. And they found that with Orbitz, people could achieve an input speed of 2.6 bits per second.
2.6 bits per second. That doesn't mean much to me.
It's actually pretty impressive when you're talking about only using eye movements.
So what could you actually do with that kind of speed?
Well, theoretically, you could type a text message just by looking at letters as they cycle around your screen.
Wow, that's wild.
And this has huge implications, especially for people who might have difficulty using their hands.
Absolutely. This could be life-changing for some people.
Exactly.
But it gets even more mind-blowing. They're combining this eye tracking with head movements, too.
Now, that's where it gets really interesting.
Okay, now you're just messing with me.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. They call it head Orbitz.
Head Orbitz. Okay, I'm definitely intrigued now.
It takes advantage of this thing called the vestibulo-ocular reflex.
You're going to have to explain that one to me.
Right. So it's basically what lets your eyes stay focused on something even when your head is moving.
Oh.
Like if you're reading on a bumpy bus ride, your eyes are constantly adjusting so the words don't blur together.
Wow. I never even realized that.
It's pretty incredible, right? And they're using that same principle to enhance the Orbitz system.
So by incorporating head movements, what, it like speeds things up?
Yeah. In their tests, they were able to achieve speeds up to 5 bits per second with head Orbitz.
5 bits per second. That's almost double the speed of just using eye movements alone.
Exactly. It's like adding a whole other dimension of control.
This is blowing my mind. So it's not just about replacing hands with eyes. It's about creating this whole new way of interacting with tech.
That's the really exciting part.
Okay, I'm sold. But all this talk about bits and speeds, give me some concrete examples. What could you actually do with this tech?
Well, imagine you're at home, right? With this technology, you could control your entire smart home just by looking around.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah. Turn off the lights, adjust the thermostat, even start your coffee maker, all without lifting a finger.
Okay, that's some next level laziness. I like it. But let's think beyond just convenience.
Sure.
What about other applications, maybe with a broader impact?
Well, for people with limited mobility, this could be absolutely life-changing.
Right, like those who have difficulty using a traditional keyboard or mouse?
Exactly. This could give them a newfound sense of independence, being able to control their environment and communicate in ways they couldn't before.
And that right there is what makes this so compelling. It's not just about making our lives a little easier.
It has the potential to make a real difference for people.
Absolutely. But of course, no technology is without its challenges, right? Mm. What are some of the hurdles the researchers are still facing with this? It's easy to get caught up in all the amazing potential, but you're right. There are always challenges with new technology. So what are some of the things they're still working on with this?
Well, one of the big ones is making those eye movements even more subtle.
Right, because I imagine people don't want to look like they're having a seizure every time they're trying to use their phone.
Exactly. Imagine someone's at the coffee shop and their eyes are darting all over the place. It could be a little distracting.
Say the least.
Yeah. So they're trying to find that balance between responsiveness and discretion. They're experimenting with different ways to make those eye movements smaller and less noticeable.
Okay, that makes sense. And I imagine battery life is a big one too.
Definitely. Battery life is always a concern with wearables.
Right, because nobody wants to be tethered to a wall outlet.
Exactly. But the good news is the researchers are optimistic about being able to use low-power components.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully battery life won't be a major obstacle.
That's good to hear. You know, it just occurred to me, our eyes are moving all the time.
That's true.
So how did they make sure the system is only responding to those intentional commands and not, you know, just my eyes randomly darting around?
Well, it comes down to those subtle eye movements we were talking about. See, the system is designed to recognize very specific patterns and timings.
So it can tell the difference between me looking at something intentionally and like me getting a speck of dust in my eye.
Exactly. Of course, there's always room for improvement, right?
Yeah.
Like what happens if you sneeze or you get startled or something?
That's a good point.
Right. So that's why they're working on robust error detection. Things like blink detection and maybe even a dead man switch that would pause the system if it senses something's off.
Okay, so those are some pretty important safeguards, especially right. If you're talking about controlling things like your car or medical devices.
Absolutely. Safety is paramount. But even with those challenges, it's hard not to get excited about the potential here. Think about how this could revolutionize accessibility.
It's amazing, really. Someone who can't use their hands could control a computer, a wheelchair, even prosthetic limbs just by moving their eyes.
Exactly. Or imagine a surgeon being able to pull up patient information or control surgical instruments hands-free during a delicate procedure.
Wow. We really are on the verge of something incredible here. It seems like we're moving from a world where we control technology with our hands to a world where we control it with our minds.
It's true. And as we wrap up here, it really makes you think, doesn't it? How will this technology continue to evolve and what kind of impact will it have on our lives?
It's exciting and a little bit unnerding all at the same time.
I agree. But one thing's for sure, it's a future worth paying attention to.
It really is. And for our listeners, we'd love to hear your thoughts. If you could control any device with just your eyes, what would it be? Let us know, and maybe we'll revisit this topic in a future deep dive. Thanks for joining us today.